The following is an audio podcast from the Korea Society, celebrating 50 years of promoting greater awareness, understanding, and cooperation between the people of the United States and Korea. For more information on our programs, please visit our website at www.koreasociety.org.
This podcast is brought to you through the generous financial support of the Tongyang Group in the areas of financial services and manufacturing. The companies of the Tongyang Group harness the power and creativity of 12,000 employees worldwide to better serve their clients. The Tongyang Group, a global partner for Korean business.
On February 28, 2008, critically acclaimed composer and Komungo player Yoon Jung-ha gave an enthralling performance and lecture to the Korea Society, where she presented traditional and modern pieces, discussed her compositional style, and shared the secrets of the Korean zither.
Before introducing tonight's special performance and lecture, if you're not a member already, I invite you to consider membership, your support, moral, financial, and otherwise makes this kind of event possible. And we like to make our programming always stronger, better. And we would also like to invite you to look up our website, koreasociety.org. We have a variety of editorial content, podcasts in particular. It should give you a better idea of what our programming is like. We cover our programming spans a number of issues, from policy issues, social issues, economic issues, of course, cultural events. So one word about this event. I just mentioned that I'm running the Contemporary Issues program. You might wonder to what extent it is linked to performance on an instrument that dates back to circa 500 CE. Well, I think performance like these are a good occasion to examine the idea of tradition. There seems to be a constant going back and forth between the requirements of the past, playing conformity in compliance with the necessities of respecting a tradition. After all, tradition is something that needs to be preserved. Tradition is always to be preserved. But you also need to question the relevance of a tradition in the present, in that case. 1500-year-old instrument. The komungo is a particularly interesting instrument in that it shows the persistence, the perennity of a very prestigious tradition. It is almost consubstantial with Korean culture and civilization in many respects. For those of you who have never heard or seen the instrument before, the origin of the instrument is somewhat shrouded in the mist of myth and legend. It is often said to have been invented in the northern Koguryo kingdom, a political and cultural entity that covers roughly the territory of modern-day North Korea. The story goes that King Cheongsu received a Chinese guqin from the court of the Eastern Jin dynasty in the 5th century, which leads me to another musical event. As a matter of fact, for us this week, here at the Korea Society, this might be our most musical week. As you might have read in the newspapers and on TV, the New York Philharmonic played a historical concert in Pyongyang. And I've just mentioned that this instrument was invented in North Korea. And we were instrumental in making this unprecedented event possible in Pyongyang. Fortunately, having Ms. Ho Yoon-jung here was a much simpler affair. A few words about Ms. Ho Yoon-jung. She comes from a family of performers. She was formally trained in that tradition. I think it wouldn't be inaccurate to describe her work as an exploration, an expansion of the possibilities of the komungo as an instrument and of Korean music in general. She crosses over different styles, different genres of music, traditional improvised contemporary music. She received her BA and MA from Seoul National University, and she has performed numerous concerts in Europe, in Germany, in England, in France, also in China, in Japan, and many other countries. This year, she was the recipient of the fellowship from the Asian Cultural Council, which is supporting her 2007-2008 residency in New York. To conclude, I would like to give all credits to Jennifer Kim, our program officer for the performing arts. She contributed the idea. She's in the back. And she organized this event. So without any further ado, please give a warm welcome to Ms. Ho Yun Jong.
Thank you. This piece was one of the pieces of Korean court music in Joseon Dynasty. In Joseon Dynasty, during the 14th century to the 18th century, this instrument is komungo. Yes, of course. I will introduce about the structure and more details. First of all, I would like to tell you about before the music. I will perform tonight various type of the komungo music, from the traditional to the contemporary. So first, I perform this piece was the chord in Korean, 정악. 정악 is meaning correct, right, correct music. Many of the scholars of Joseon Dynasty during the maybe 15th or 16th, 17th centuries, many aristocratic, male aristocratics were enjoying and playing this instrument. They promoted this instrument and revived. In Joseon Dynasty, Gomungo is connected with Confucianism. And so that's why many scholars learning this komungo and playing for social gatherings. And also they play this komungo themselves for the self-control. It is very important in the Confucianism. And of course, they control themselves by the music, and it is they can good politics. So that's why they learning and playing and practice this instrument. So they love this komungo. So they wanted to give more many meanings this instrument. So especially in Korean instrument, especially this gomungo has a particular name, each strings. Yeah, that's the reason the scholars love this instrument. So I wanna show you and explain about the gomungo. It has six silk strings. Yeah, you can see this picture. Yeah, screens. Yeah, that's good. And this is silk spun strings, natural silk. And this is first one, and it goes to the last six. The first string is the name of string of literati. And the second string is string of playing or enjoying. And the third string is the string, is the grand string. So this string is the thickest string of all strings. And the fourth string is the upper fret string. Upper fret string. And then this fifth string is under fret string. And the last one is string of military. So you can guess the first one and last one. These are a pair, literati and military. They thought the balance is very important. And then these two string, upper fret string and under fret string, are a pair. And these two is a pair of string. The first and four, fifth, six strings are open string and drawn like this. only these two strings, second and third strings, are created the melody lines. And then there are 16 frets here, fixed frets. This is first one, and this is 16th fret. It goes high more. Yeah, more high. And then this second string of playing is the thinnest string, and then. This very low sound and high sound combined and together, and they created melodies lines. And I'm holding in the right hand. This is a plectrum. It's made by a short bamboo. We call the hejuk, means sea bamboo. This is a natural bamboo plectrum. And I have this, and then pluck it like this. And in the traditional Korean traditional music, the first string is usually used to opening the melody lines, melody phrase. You saw that before the piece. Usually I use this string when I open the phrase. And then this sixth string, the last one, is used to the closing the whole music or musical phrase. Yeah, and okay, so many people knows about the Korean string instrument is a kayagum, you know. It's very similar. This instrument, but kayagum has a more 12 strings or 25 strings, and then komungo has only 6 strings, and komungo has frets. Kayagum don't have any frets, just like this. They are open string and stretched over the their body, and kayagum is playing with the finger, only finger, like this. But komungo is playing by the plectrum. It's very big difference between the kayagum and komungo. And okay, my speaking is too long, but next piece I will play about folk music, Korean folk music. So you can compare between the court music and folk music. I will perform sanjo. Sanjo meaning it's a scattered melody. Sanjo is the Korean traditional folk music of the southern Korea, southern area. Sanjo is based on the shaman music or pansori, like that. But this is called the pansori of instrumental music. Yeah, something like that. It's very similar and then same base. And one more thing I'd like to explain. The komungo is now I'm under my underneath. this position is very hard. When I started learning this instrument, we had to practice first. We have to stay this instrument on the knee. This is a very unstable position, you know? It's a very slippery. So we didn't even play sounds. So just I tried to something, so it's a slipper. Something like that. Yes, it's very hard. So this is also the way of the self-control, I think. It's very hard position. I stay and then practice. So after 3 months or 4 months later, I can fix this position on my knees. So this is court music. Of the position of chord music, but I will perform the folk music, the sanjo. I will change my position like this, under my foot. Yeah, foot. This is more comfortable and very, yeah. So I can play more freely and then more instrumental techniques. Yeah, so this is very different. And sanjo, one of the main characteristics of sanjo is wide vibrato, called nonghyun. Let me show you about vibrato. This is a main characteristic of the sanjo. So I started learning the sanjo in the 1984 under the Living National Treasure Han Gapdeop. He is one of the most famous artists in Korea. He passed away, but he created this sanjo melodies. In Korean folk music, especially sanjo, there are lots of lineage of schools of the sanjo, each person. So my school of sanjo is Hangapdeokryu. So I learned under the my teacher Han Gapdeop. So he, I thought he was a genius. He created melodies about 80 minutes sanjo. The whole piece is 80 minutes. So today I'm not gonna play 80 minutes. Don't worry. So I will just perform the essential highlight of sanjo. Just 13 or 15 minutes. So I will invite some guests for the percussions. Mr. Bong. This is Bong Bak, right? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
the piece was Hanjo, and it starts very slowly and goes fast. This is the form of the Hanjo, the typical form. So, if you have any questions, so after the concert, please ask him any questions. So, and I will perform of my pieces, two pieces. I use some electronics, but I don't want to change the sounds or some electronic sounds. It's just I used these stuffs of another instrument in accompaniment of my komungo. The first piece I will perform, the first series of my first piece of series of my wave series. I'm very interested in the nature waves, the shape, the waves curves, because this I think komungo is of course this is very natural instrument. Any other touch of the what's the words, artificial, 인공적인 artificial touch, any, all nature, and the sounds is very tough, you know, it's very noisy, like this, but this is komungo, it's all the sounds are not noise, just that the tone color of various sounds of the komungo. So, and when I walk around the mountain or some garden, some nature, there are no straight line. They are all curve, wave, and river, mountain, and even human's skins and the wave, some details. So I'm interested in the wave of the nature. So I composed this piece, first piece of the wave. So please enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
The title is Underplot. This is my first piece. First pieces as composed as on myself in the 2002. And I use this stuff. This is a looping machine. So the idea was the Geomungo is very has many sounds, colors, and even like a percussion, something like this. And I can play the melodies, and I can play on the bass sounds. And so this is very good character of Geomungo. So the idea was I want to play with on myself as a accompaniment with the electronics. So I composed this piece under plot. So I will perform this before.
Thank you. Thank you.
Performance is over, and then next time is your time. Yeah, if you have any question, so
we have two wireless mics around. If you want to ask any questions to the performer.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I have two questions. My first question is, with regards to the instrument itself, I'm wondering what kind of wood the body is made of.
Yeah.
And the second is with regards to, I guess, the notation. How is the music, or how has the music been preserved? Is there a system of notation for the melodies, or is it just sort of transmitted orally through demonstration and repetition?
Yeah, I see. It's a very good question. I missed that. First of all, 오동나무, 가 뭐죠? 오동, I don't know the English name of it's 오동나무.
Polonia.
Yes, the body is a Polonia tree, and the front body is a Polonia, and behind this back is a Bamnamu, walnut tree. It's more harder than chestnut tree. Yeah, this is more harder than front. And this fret is made by nowadays rose tree or some very, very hard trees. And I forgot the another trees, but it needs to very hard because I bending a lot, and then it's And second question is the note of the notation. In court music is a written tradition, and folk music is totally oral tradition. So we use, in the court music, we use the Chinese character notations. There are five notes. Huang Te Jung Im Nam. So I mean, this pitch is the basic scale of the court music. It's a totally written tradition because especially there are lots of notation of the komungo pieces, many komungo pieces, because many scholars promoted this instrument, so they have to memory, and they want to preserve this music, so they wrote down some pieces, and other instruments, or the wind, or some other instrument players depend on the Geomungo notations, and they can memorize, and then they can play this. But nowadays, many other instruments has the of the court music notations, and the in folk music is totally oral tradition. But nowadays we use Western notations, five strings and notation, and then and another composed music, contemporary music. Yeah, of course, we use the Western notation.
Can you tune this for Western scale as well as pentatonic scale?
And 이 튜닝을요, 그 서양식으로도 할 수 있습니다.
Compare of the Japan and Chinese in East Asia. Japan and Chinese in traditional music is changed the Western scale. I know about that pentatonic scales. But now even Korean traditional music, not yet. We tuned with the Korean traditional wind instrument, daegeum. So the pitch is approximately almost about B flat, the Western pitch is B flat. But the music is totally not, we cannot tune about the Western pitches, because we in Korean traditional music, you saw this very many bendings. We make some note, the pitches. So if we can tune for the, it depends on the Western pitches, B flat or F like this. But the music is not, almost, but we can tune with the Western pitches. It depends on the music. If in traditional instrument, we're gonna play with the Western instrument or Western piece, musical pieces, we have to tune for the pentatonic. But if not, and I prefer of just a traditional way to the tune, yeah.
Hi. Just as the pentatonic system is not only confined to Korea or China, it is found also in the United States, especially in children's songs or in Aaron Copland, as you probably know, and in Hungary, Kodály used it extensively. I wonder if there is a commonality between the Greek modes, Dorian, Phrygian, Lydian, or even the Western diatonic system, and some of the scales found in traditional Korean music. Modal music, especially Dorian, Phrygian. Mm-hmm. Are there any similarities?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, it's possible, because it depends on the composer's taste or some what kind of scale he choose. But you mean in my piece, the contemporary piece.
Can you play a scale for us? Like taken from the traditional Korean folk music. Can you play some scales for us and explain how, do you use half steps, yeah, half steps, quarter tones? Explain how the system works, just basically.
This is very deep conversation maybe, but scale meaning is very different in Korea, or I think Korean music cannot explain it based on the scale. If scale is possible How can I explain this? You have to have pitches, right? If a scale is in the pitches, the like a stairs, right? In the lowest and the highest, dan. Any other scales, so many kinds of scales, they have notations, right? Pitches, even, right? And in the court music, yes, I can say it. In court music, there is scales. I saw you before. But especially in folk music, there are no scales, just live pitches. We are focused in Korean traditional music. We are just focused in the way and the tone colors and make live in each pitches. We do not interested in the pitches as correct pitches like this. I can show you about the folk music pitches like that. Like this. But this is important. Pitch is not important. We just interested in the making and live and making the different sounds like this. This is pitch, right? But we never playing like this. What pitch is this? This is very, very wide. And combined with the rhythm, very complicated rhythm. So if we 환원하다 환원 if you can see the notation of the Korean traditional folk music, it's very simple, you know. The Western notation is just pitch, right? Din 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 da 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 di 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 di. If we play just right that, it's very, it is weird. It's just for memorize. And then we have to learn about the other many ways of the, it's called the song-um. Song-um means everything. It means everything. If I use this pitch, it has also pitchy and tone colors and vibrato and the stress or speed, or strong or weak, something. Everything is, we need to learn about this.
So is this a much more an informal, improvisationary type of music?
Yes, it's based on very improvisations music in folk, especially folk music. It's very, very improvisation. But we have nowadays many people lost their skills of improvising. So we have to learn. Yes, so we have to notations and then. But sometimes I play the improvise music of the traditional, even traditional music. I expand the melodies sometimes very hard or difficult to play, I cut the pieces and then,
I was just wondering if the komongo is ever used with singing like pansori or yukjabegi, like traditional folk Korean music, because it reminds me a little, the tunes and the rhythms remind me of yukjabegi and pansori chang, those traditional folk songs.
Yes, right. As I told you before, I performed sanjo, especially the folk music. Sanjo is based on the shaman music in the southern Korean area's folk music. Yukjabegi and pansori is the southern area's Korean traditional music. And it's our family, you know. So this sanjo is created based on the pansori and shinawi, yukjabegi, or they get together, influenced each other's. Mm-hmm. And some melodies are very similar or same of the pansori or shinawi, some yukjabegi. So, yeah, it's very natural. Feeling, yeah.
Oh, so the instrument is used in those other folk singing?
Yeah, sometimes you use the melodies. And then the rhythm is same, you know, geutgeori, jajimmori. So, and then the way is very similar. So that's why you can hear the same feelings of the another southern area's music.
So is the komongo also from Jeollado region?
Yeah, of course. The sanjo, the hangapdeuk, and the first creator is Baekna-jun. He lives in southern area, and he joined with many southern area famous artists, and then they get together, and he created this sanjo. So he also knows about the many traditional southern area music. I'm very interested in the point. The point is, komungo is a whole Joseon dynasty, the 400 years. This is very high level instrument. The common people don't play this. Only the scholars, aristocrats play this. Mm-hmm. And this is very, But sanjo came out first sanjo came out as the gayageum sanjo, and next is the komungo. Mm-hmm. I think it's a revolution of this instrument. Mm-hmm. That I think I cannot imagine. I cannot imagine about that. This is very calm, gentle. It's my first piece I perform. Like this. Very gentle and nice, self-controlled. But the Baekna-jun, the artist, composed, created of the sanjo, very emotional music. Next to the gayageum. So it is very interesting, I think.
Thank you so much for your performance.
I think we have the time for maybe another couple of questions, one or two.
I have just two questions. One is, what is the thing on your ring finger? Yeah. And the second one is this instrument always solo instrument?
Oh, no way. This is a golmo in Korean. This is not tradition. It's a modern way to the playing because we have to many hard bending widely and you move quickly, something like that. But we can miss the string sometimes. So yeah, some, I don't know, but somebody, yeah, thinking about this gormo. In traditionally, when we sewing, and we use this gormo, so yeah, that's idea, I think. And then, gomungo, in even not gomungo, not only gomungo, but other Korean instruments can play solo themselves and can ensemble join with the chamber ensemble or orchestra nowadays, orchestra. So gomungo also can play with another instrument. The first piece in the court music, when I'm in my own, so I just playing my solo. It can, but the same piece I can play with the chamber ensemble. Then that time, gomungo is as a leader, as a conductor. So because gomungo is has a big motion like this. This is 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. So other player can aware of the beat or speed like that. So in traditional court music, gomungo is always leader of the ensemble. And nowadays in the contemporary music, there are orchestra and many musicians, 50 or 60 musicians can play together.
As you said, there is no exact scale on the gomungo, right? And a lot of bending, where you have to consider the tone.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how can you run from your, how can you about music?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even you can't write on the paper,
mm-hmm.
right? And also maybe you have to teach some students for keeping our music.
Mm-hmm.
And for Western music has a
correct.
Yes, correct.
The notations and
yes.
then learning that.
Only common book can run through teacher or.
Yeah, that. I understand. Not only gomungo in Korean traditional music is is it possible to divide the court music and folk music. Court music is a written tradition, so there are notation as I told you, but and then it's a more easier than studying folk music. But even court music, we have to learn about the color and decorating or the way to the playing and techniques. So we have to, it is a, I think half and half, oral tradition and written tradition, even court music. So when I learning the music, just listen to the teachers playing and playing together every day, and sometimes I record it and listen. And the other way, in the folk music, the important thing is rhythm. In folk music, in Korean folk music, there are lots of very complicated rhythms. So we have to learn first rhythm about the 자진머리, 국거리, 중중머리, 엄머리, 휘머리, like that, many rhythms. And then we have to play under under the rhythm. And folk music is a totally oral tradition, so just no way. We have to listen and see the teachers playing. This is another Asian or African or another Indian, many traditional pieces goes this way, the oral traditions. Yeah, it's this in no way. But very convenient thing is we have a record machine. So this is very, very, yeah. This is very, very good. But before this machine, they have to learn 18 hours every day. So in the 19th century or early 20th century, many music artists have to learn, they have to stay in the teacher's house 3 years, 5 years. They couldn't learning the music directly. They have to mop the floor and wash the dishes, and they listen just over the room, the teacher playing or practice, and listen. And after, then they learning about the music. Yeah, this is all right, tradition. This is the way. But yeah, I love that way, but this, yeah. Nowadays we are really busy, so we cannot this way. But in the pansori, you know, the pansori, even pansori, they don't have any they don't have a Western notation nowadays. They don't like that way. Pansori is the typically go to the oral traditions. Just
I think. Well, I think we have those traditions here.
India, face to the face.
Thank you again for coming tonight. We have a few CDs for sale. The album Shisan Seven Perspectives will be for sale at the entrance. If you have a chance, please take a look at our publication, the Korea Society Journal, and our annual report. You can look up our activities or other areas of programming. And thanks again to Ms. Ho Yun Jung for coming tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, Korea Society, for inviting me. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Thank you for listening to this Korea Society podcast. If you enjoyed it, please consider becoming a member. Members of the Korea Society are notified of all Korea Society events, enjoy discounts on admission to programs, and a complimentary subscription to the Korea Society Journal. Membership may be purchased online at our website, www.koreasociety.org.